Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
K360 Radio.
Hello, J360 Legion, and welcome to the J360 Mini Bites here on J360 Radio, hosted by J.M. Brady. I am your host, J.M. Brady. Let's get into it.
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is up? This is J-Man, of course, and this is Mini Bites episode 219. Oh, we are just climbing up the ladder on this series, man. Soon enough, this is going to hit 300 episodes, and, you know, the J-Man show hit about 400. It's halfway there. It's just like, yeah. And then not to mention, Jams is going to hit 100, and God, Power Play is not too far behind on that. Like, I know it seems like I'm flexing starting off the show, but hey, when don't I, right? And the thing is, this is stuff to be proud of. All of these series are about to hit their triple digits. Some are about to step into their third season. Quite a few have made it to their fifth season. This is just something to be very proud of, you know? But like anything else, as things grow and as things start, you know, and certain shows are going to be making a comeback soon, I gotta make sure like everything's fine-tuned and ready to go. Which means, time for the drawing board. yeah, you know, like, lots of the stuff here has been kind of a new era, a new rebuild and all, and, you know, ever since we moved on from Spreaker into Mixler, you know, things have had to change, such as, like, getting Red Circle into the fold, certain shows not being on certain outlets anymore, such as, like, Jams is not on Spotify anymore, even though it was on Spotify for at least, like, you know, I want to say seasons 1 through 3. I think the fourth season is when they, in some weird aspect, decided to cancel the series, even though there's other shows on there that play music. I don't know what the hell's wrong with Spotify. I really don't. A lot of y'all that are musicians, you know, maybe you could tell me, but then again, you kind of draw a blank too sometimes. It's weird, but, you know, that's just how certain brands are. But I got to say, for all the things that have gotten to this moment, like, even here in 2024, like, Jamiversary 2024 was just incredible. We are on the cusp of another major event happening in about 2 months, you know, and that also includes Jams 100. I managed to talk to somebody about a special secret project that's going to happen in the middle of that event, too. So, it's a lot to look forward to because, you know, the Monster Fest will be rolling in full swing from the last week of September all the way into the first week of November. So, yeah, we are going to be bringing out all the monsters, ghouls, ghosts, goblins, and everything. And, man, I just can't wait. And I get the feeling like we're going to get through the rest of this stuff quick, too. It'll be September before you know it. Because, like, you know, July really didn't last like anything. August is, well, August, like, blink and August is gone. So, that's just the wildest thing about it. And I'm loving that, you know, we're still moving steady. Even though there are some things in the world that are not so pretty and considerate and kindred right now. But the thing is that, like, the growth of everything here in J360 Productions has been amazing. However, we still have the 8 shows to actually balance out everything. And if you've been paying attention, you know who they are. But you see, so a few of those are going to be coming back as well. I do need to go ahead and get Project Conference rolling, so that's one I can tell you about. And lots of y'all know the Power Play, so if you go ahead and you put that with the 3 shows that you see all the time, that's at least 5. Now, the other 3, on the other hand, you stay tuned to see what those look like. And I want to say this, pay attention to J360 TV, if you will. Like the YouTube channel, keep an eye on that, most definitely. And then, of course, the Twitch channel, yep. Yeah, I've been sitting over here working on a few administrative works because I gotta get prepared for that. So I want you all to know this. Once we get the ball rolling on that, you guys get to participate, get to actually see some things, maybe a few Q&As. Like, I think it'll be pretty cool for what's to come for y'all. And I can't dive into it too much, so it may seem a little vague here, but that's the point. Like, you know, the growth of all of this is just amazing. You have not seen the limit yet. Now, I've noticed that a lot of people have asked me, well, if J360 TV is so big, what about J360 Radio? Radio's not going anywhere. It will be there too. I'm just letting you all know it will be there too. And even when you're on J360 TV, right, you will be able to see like the latest episodes of J360 Radio unless YouTube comes in and says, oh, this is just too hot for it. Because, hey, you know, calling things the way they are nowadays is hard for YouTube. But I don't mince my words, and I don't hold back my truth, and I damn sure don't hold back the truth that I discuss a lot. And I'm amazed that some episodes of the J-Man Show actually did land on YouTube, to be honest with you, but maybe the algorithm wasn't awake at the time. But yeah, like, you know, if you pay attention, like, I do have a playlist there for all the J360 radio shows, even the specials, where you can go ahead and you can listen and watch them and all sorts of things. Like, they are there for your consumption anytime. And then, like, I noticed that a lot of y'all asked me about the premium channel. That's being laid out as well. And let's see, there's another thing that's there, but I can't dive too much into that. But for those of you that want to interact and see some of the special stuff too, I don't know how, like, see, because some of y'all are really, really upset at social media. Some of you are not fans of it anymore. Some of you have left it. Some of you are just like, ah, I can't stand it. And I don't blame you. With the way social media has been and just like all of these things, such as like now you got to actually pay for live streaming for Twitter now. Like, you got to give him at least $84 a year plus tax in order to be a part of Premium X so that you can go ahead and do live streaming. I don't fucking get it, man. You know what I'm saying? But then again, it's about control. I do get it. It's all about control and how you use it. And see, like, once again, that stuff is free on other networks. And then you want to charge people to be able to use that. That's just as bad as, like, Facebook coming up and telling me about Meta Verify and all. It's just, you know, is it going to help or is it going to hurt? That's the question. And see, the thing is, none of these companies are going to give me or any other creator out here a straight answer about it. And that's just a damn shame. You know, it's just, it's weird because, but also big tech is in a hole all of itself anyway, so I'm not really surprised. Yeah, I'm rambling a little bit because there's a lot of news to cover, but in addition to me working on all the administrative work back here, trying to figure out which show actually really needs to come back, what needs a new season, getting things locked and ready to go because fall seasons will be coming soon. And that being said, though, a lot of the shows that are in place, they will not lose their time schedule, so I will let you know that. And as far as Soda goes, I'll ask Marco about it because Marco is usually in charge of Soda. But Soda is a part of the J360 universe, so I'm just letting you guys know how this stuff rolls out. But as for distribution, though, I would say this. You know where J360 Radio is all the time. Come here to Mixlr, which is j360radio.mixlr.com. And then you can listen to the shows live. You can chill with me in the chat room on any J360 show if you'd like to. And then, of course, you know, to listen to everything from our past to now, you go to Red Circle. See, a lot of shows that are going to land on Mixlr are a lot of the newer ones. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that we are ashamed of our past. We are not. It's just, you know, certain places don't have a whole lot of room for certain things. So it's like, yeah, you know, if you want to go back in time and all that stuff, that's why Red Circle's right there for you. And then as for, like, all the other podcast networks, such as, like, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, we are there. I think we're on a lot of other little podcast outlets, too. I'm going to get them all together, of course, because the list changes all the time. And I will throw it your way. And then not only that, pay attention to the social media that we do have, such as the Instagram stories. I'm updating them all the time. I try to go into Twitter a little bit more, but when I know, like, you know, certain things about Twitter, it's just toxic. I don't fool with it because I got business to run. So, yeah, I'm not there like that. But if you do have something to say or want to send me a DM about things, you can do that. But I would like to say preferred communications would be either, if you're a musician, j360jams@gmail.com or j360productions@outlook.com of other inquiries, you know, such as film and all. It's always good to have email going. But yeah, all in all, it's going to be a busy time. This project will not be done in 1 week, but I'm going to try to condense things in 1 week. And you're just going to have to stay tuned because I'll be putting a lot more updated information out there on how we're going and how things are growing, as you will. Oh, and speaking of which, let's go ahead and get your schedule. Now, you have the Mini Bites happening right now. You have the J-Man Show happening tomorrow. And you have Jams 96 because it is Jams Week happening on Friday. Each one at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And before we go anywhere, I got to give a special shout out to the person that's been helping me with J360 Productions throughout all this time. From day one to now. Happy birthday, Al. Yep, shout outs to you. Respect, my man. Look at you. Soon enough, you're going to be in that 40 Club, boy. You're going to be in there. And who am I kidding? I'll be in there, too. Yeah, I can't throw too many stones at him without throwing stones at myself. But, you know, I give that special shout out to anybody that's in the J360 team or anybody in our community partners here because, like I said, it's all been a great journey and great partnerships all around, especially with those that have stuck with us through the good times and the bad. And I gotta say, I have no regrets on anything. I'm happy that we have gotten this far. I'm looking forward to see how further we go. And there's a lot more, guys, that we barely scratched the surface. So any of y'all that want to join me on any of the future J360 shows and stuff, you know, send me an email about it, talk to me about it. Or even better, you know, guess what? We have a hotline. We've always had a hotline. And the truth is that you could go ahead and connect with us using that if you really wanted to. And there will be shows where I would love to have more engagement. You see what I'm saying? So I can't go ahead and name the number right now. Yes, I can, because that is 240-903-1634. So that is the J360 Radio Hotline. Matter of fact, I should say J360 Productions Hotline because it works for J360 TV as well. And, you know, there's no reason why we couldn't talk and really exchange a whole bunch of things. And I'd like to see what you guys have been doing in the street, too. Well, to a point. I don't want to see all of it, but, you know, informative things. It'll be fun, you know what I mean? And that's what I would love to see things grow and become. Because this is a network, you know. And speaking of which, let's see, I covered the Monster Fest, told you guys about, you know, things that are happening. I gotta read through my list, y'all. But it's the truth, like, I'm looking to see, like, where we go from here, and, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. 96 filled up quick, okay? I'm gonna say this. Jams 97 is now open for submission, so any of y'all that send me anything from here on out, that's going to 97. 96 is full. There is no other way with that. But hey, you know what? I just wanted to let you guys know it's time for me to get on out of here because my work is never done. But it's always awesome to be hosting these shows and working with you all and just letting you all know what's happening because that's what Mini Bites are all about. But until then, though, J-Man's got to get out of here. Y'all take care of yourselves until we meet again, which is tomorrow. So this is J-Man signing off. Peace.